Now, which house should I try next? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Sees a zombie by the toe. If it wails, best let go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Lights on. Let's hope this one can get hard for a pair of pretty feet. Just one final ingredient, and my potion will be ready for brewing. Oh, hello there, young man. Well, not so young. Definitely younger than me. I wonder, would you rather a nasty old trick or a treat most delicious? You don't have any candy left? Oh, there is candy left, trust me. Just not in a place you would think. I want a different type of sweet. One a little salty and bitter. A kind that can only be extracted from the most intimate part of a mortal man. A man like you. This is no costume. I am really a broom-riding, spell-flinging, potion-brewing witch. And there's a special ingredient I need from you, and it needs to be taken in a very specific way. Oh no, it won't hurt, my dear mortal. It may even feel good if you let it. The ingredient I need from you is, well, I'll just quote my instructions from the brewing list. The seed of a man made erect by the sight of the witch's own feet, stroked with her soft soles and squeezed by her skilled toes. You have no idea how hard it is to find a man willing to get hard over my pretty little feet. And here I thought the foot fetish was the most common of them all. Fuck me, right? So, are you the foot pervert I've been searching for? Do you like the way my toes look poking from the hem of my robes? Does it arouse you, or do I need to show you more? Perhaps my soles will make the blood rush to your cock, I like to use my broom for more than just flying. Sometimes it makes a seat. In times a seat is needed. See? Now I can lean back and show you the most intimate part of my feet. My soft, smooth, wrinkly soles. Ah, do you like, mortal? I think you do. That bulge is undeniable. Seems the first step is done. Now come. Trick or treat, smell my feet. Give me your heart meat to beat. If you don't, best watch out. I'll do my best to coax it out. What is it about this so-called spooky holiday that brings out the cheer in me? I guess Halloween is like Christmas for witches. So the next step is to stroke your cock with the soles of my feet. No, you just stay still. I'll unleash you with my magic. Pantitibus Bracchus. Never have I seen such girth on a mere mortal. Normally, I have to summon an incubus just to get stretched the way I so love. You must really love the form of the female foot. Well, that's good. Your secretion will make for a powerful ingredient. Here we go. How does that feel? Are my soles nice and warm on your cock? Judging by the way it twitches, I'd say yes. Even pre-cum beads at the tip already? Yum. Too bad I can't taste. Just know that I want nothing more than to lean in with my feet still on your cock and lick that silky liquid from your head. You're imagining it right now, aren't you? Maybe I'll come back to you if I ever need a single drop of pre-cum from the cock of a man aroused by a pair of sexy feet on his cock. Here, I'll put my feet together like this. Now you can slide it between my rather high arches. Go on. Yes. Thrust your hips. Use my soles like a fuck toy. Use them to get off. Give me that thick, warm male concoction. Or should I say concoction? Emphasis on the cock. I love the way you pump. I love the way your foreskin folds over as you pull back, squeezing out a fresh drop of pre-cum. Then it peels across your pink head as you push through my grippy and wrinkled soles. I think that's enough of my soles. It's time for my skilled toes to finish the job. I've got my potion vial ready. You can unload into this. I hope it's big enough. But by judging the size of your balls and the girthiness of your engorgement, I'd say it's gonna be a thick one. Are you a shooter? Okay. Well, you must get it all in. Not a drop can be wasted. I know how much you probably want to come on my face or some other degrading shit. But no. Save that for your pathetic little mortal girls. Now, my toes. How's that? How do my long toes feel wrapped around? They almost don't make it. Now, just stay still, and I'll do the stroking. Pump that thick dick with my toes. Yes. Shouldn't take too long now. You're throbbing so much. I know you're holding back, but try not to. I need your seed to finish this potion. I don't have time to waste on your pleasure. Come for me, mortal. Let my toes extract your life-giving seed. Though my potion I'm making is far from beneficial to life as one can get. But hey, at least it's going to some good use, right? What do I mean by that? Oh, it's nothing you should concern your pretty little self with. Just focus on my feet and the way my toes run up and down the length of your cock, squeezing my heels, caressing your balls with each delicate pump. Fuck, how my cauldron boils. Your cock inside my cunt would feel fucking amazing. Just imagine, in the moment you were about to come, if I stopped using my toes, stood up, turned around, hiked up my ropes, and guided your cock into my pussy, how hard would you explode? Wouldn't that be ghoulish of me? Just thinking about it. Fuck. You wouldn't mind if I touched myself while I jerked you off with my toes. The instruction didn't say not to. No, of course not. Bloody robes. Maybe I'll just vansect. Much better. And a much better view for you, mortal. How do I look? Wet? Soaked? Sopping? Oh, I wonder why that could be. Yes. Fuck. You made me so wet with how hard you are for my feet. Oh, yes. It's good. So bloody good. You're coming now? Fuck, I hadn't even started. Here we go. Into the vial. Let my toes squeeze it all out. Dark gods below. Such powerful squirts. That's it. Keep coming. Let my toes bring it all out. Fuck. Filled to the brim. It's so warm to the touch, too. You did well, little mortal man. You gave me exactly what I wanted. And you got to get off, thanks to my skilled feet. Well, I better go and get brewing. Try not to get hard again as you watch my bare ass fly away. Ha 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 ha